Welcome back to Browns Insider, driven by Liberty Ford. I am now joined by Browns contributing writer Steve King. Steve, this is a very important weekend for the Cleveland Browns. They're inducting two new members into the Browns legends. Before we talk about these players, what does this mean to the organization and to the players who are part of it?
Well, I tell you, it means a lot, and I think it means a little more every year. These players, once they're away from the game, they go out and do whatever they do in their retirement years. And then they get the call from the Browns, hey, you're in our Hall of Fame, our Cleveland Browns legends. We want to induct you. I think the emotion overwhelms them, and they've been away long enough that it really is special. They come back, they see all the great players, they see the Hall of Famers, and to think that they are part of that, I think, really puts their career in perspective.
Well, Steve, for more on this prestigious club, here's Inside the NFL, Scott Graham.
On a football field, they were unforgettable. Pro Football Hall of Famers, as well as names and faces fans will never forget. A fraternity of distinguished sportsmen, men of Cleveland.
Throws long downfield looking for Collins, and it is complete at the 10, and Collins scores!
It's Jim Brown, Brian Sipe, Eric Metcalf, and it's so much more. It's the Cleveland Browns Legends, a program that honors former players who have made a major impact on the organization and on the city they called home. Most dream about career longevity and simply making a few great plays when they enter the ranks of pro football. In each case, members of this club not only accomplished those dreams, they exceeded them.
Sipe to throw to Newsom, and touchdown!
To become a member of the Cleveland Browns Legends, a player must meet high standards. Like the Pro Football Hall of Fame, he must be retired 5 years. He will also have played for Cleveland for at least 5 seasons. The final criteria is legacy. These players not only left their mark on Browns history, but pro football history too.
Cleveland Municipal Stadium has never seen a sight like this.
All 15 Browns players in the Hall of Fame are members, 13 of them being inducted into the inaugural class of 2001. But there are other greats on the list, men of autumn who bled brown and orange. Bernie Kosar, Max Speedy, Frank Ryan and Gary Collins, Hanford Dixon and Frank Minifield, Clay Matthews and Michael Dean Perry. The eras change, but the memories these legends made are eternal.
Unbelievable!
Cleveland is a sports town to its core. This group represents the heritage of one of the proudest franchises in professional sports and some of the proudest moments in the city's history. These are the legends who made Sundays a cherished memory for fans of all ages. For all time.
Steve, at halftime of the Browns-Bills game, the Browns will induct running back Ernie Green and defensive back Clarence Scott as this year's Cleveland Browns Legends class. Talk about these two players.
Well, Jameer, you used the word class, and that really epitomizes what both of those players were. And I dare say that there has not been a player in Browns history with more class than Ernie Green and Clarence Scott. Ernie Green came to the Browns in 1962 after, in a trade with the Green Bay Packers, after Ernie Davis became unavailable, but he had come down with leukemia. They needed somebody to pair in the backfield with Jim Brown. And then he got to play with Leroy Kelly. So there's two Hall of Famers. Not a whole lot of opportunities for Ernie Green, but he made the most of them and found his niche and did it. And did it quietly without complaining and became a real team-first player. Clarence Scott, in his ninth season in 1979, was asked by Sam Ratigliano to move to safety from cornerback. That's not something that a cornerback wants to admit, that you've maybe slowed down a step or two and we want to move you back to safety. But that move paid off in spades the following season in that cardiac kid year when, in a game at Houston against the Oilers, Clarence Scott intercepted a pass to secure a 17-14 win that was key for the Browns down the stretch. So you have two players who were selfless, two players who were willing to put their egos in check and put the team first. And really, that epitomizes, again, I'll use that word, epitomizes what the Cleveland Browns are all about. And if you had two players like Clarence Scott and Ernie Green, you had a team full of them, you'd win a lot of championships.